Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. I'm Glenn Moberg. You're listening to the flute music of Peter Phippen, a Central Wisconsin musician whose latest CD, Wild Notes, or Wood Notes Wild, Historic Flute Sounds from the Dr. Richard W. Payne Collection, has been nominated for a Grammy Award in the category of Best Native American Album, Vocal or Instrumental for 2010. Peter is here in our Wisconsin Public Radio studio with two of his collaborators, Ivar Lundy, Jr. and Nanette Lundy. Ivar is the co-producer of Wood Notes Wild and the producer and oboist of Peter's newest recording, Summerland. Ivar is also the music director and conductor of the Eau Claire Chamber Orchestra. We've got a very interesting program today. In the first half of the show, we'll listen to Peter's latest albums and talk about the Native American instruments that inspire him. We'll also hear some live music. And in the second half of the show, we'll talk about Peter's earlier career as the bass player of the critically acclaimed Central Wisconsin rock band Aircraft, a group that released four albums in the 1980s. Joining us for the second half of the show, Aircraft's original guitarist Mitch Vigut and keyboardist John Altenberg. John and Mitch have collaborated on a new CD with their band, Johnny and the Motones. That's a blues album, which is called Nothing to Lose. We'll listen to some of those tracks as well. And I should mention that next Friday, January 14th, Peter Phippen will be hosted at a Grammy celebration dinner dance at the Jefferson Street Inn in Wausau, in which Johnny and the Motones will perform. And because we've got so many guests and so much music and so much territory to cover, we will not be taking phone calls for this special edition of Route 51. Peter and Ivar and Nanette, thank you so much for being with us today.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Great. Yeah.
Peter, so here you were, a rock and roll musician back in the 80s. You worked for this critically acclaimed band, Aircraft. You were the bass player. And now you are in a completely different realm of music. You're playing Native American flutes. You're playing handcrafted instruments that date back decades, some almost 100 years. Am I correct?
Some more than that, some pre-Columbian.
And your work is a completely different genre of music. It's stunningly beautiful, and you're up for a Grammy Award. How did all of that happen to you?
It was a happy accident, I guess. In 1987, my wife went shopping for a couch after Aircraft had returned home from a tour, and she dragged me all over Eau Claire looking at couches. And the last store she went to was a World Bazaar. And in that store, there was a basket of bamboo penny whistles. And picked one up, and even though I was not good at recorder in grade school, it just started playing by itself. I found it interesting. My wife was yelling at me to be quiet because it was embarrassing her. But I played the whole basket of flutes till I found the one that was mine. And it was a quarter. I brought it home. My friend who taught art at the University of Eau Claire heard me play this bamboo penny whistle. And he gave me a Bansuri bamboo flute from India, quite long, and firmly said to me, "Peter, if you're going to play flute, play this one." That's when it started. And then we'd be driving from town to town, and you can ask Mitch about this. I would drive the band nuts by playing flute in the back of the van for hours on end, or, you know, after shows. And our keyboard player, Doug, when we were in Kentucky, found a very, very beat-up bamboo alto flute. It had a really low, deep tone. And it was cracked. Our next stop was St. Louis, and when we got there, I took it down to a repair shop. It was repaired, and once I figured out how to play that, it was like, oh, yeah. So it was a hobby for a long time, and I tortured the guys in the band because I probably wasn't very good, but I just kept at it.
It's interesting that you're nominated for a Grammy in the Native American flute category, the Native American instrumental category. You're not Native American. You're of German heritage yourself.
Yeah, German and English. I have an English name. They can't discriminate. And the instruments I play are all authentic Native American flutes. I studied with the late Dr. Richard Payne the last 4 years of his life, and he was debatably the world's leading authority on Native American, Mesoamerican, South American, and world flutes.
And in fact, that's the subtitle for Wood Notes Wild, Historic Flute Sounds from the Dr. Richard W. Payne Collection.
Well, yeah, and I didn't plan on releasing this album. This was something I did as a learning tool for myself. Doc had 1,600 antique instruments in his house and modern instruments, all Airphones. And when we started recording this stuff, I did it, you know, live to a CD recorder, you know, Chinese large diaphragm condenser microphone into a tube preamp. I mean, there was really no thought. You know, I didn't think I was going to release that. I just wanted to hear the sounds of the flutes and study how they sounded. And years later, the International Native American Flute Association was looking for pictures of my late teacher. And I said, I gave him some pictures, and I thought, you might want this, too, for your archives. I didn't plan on them releasing it.
So you gave them the CD you recorded or the
I
album?
I gave them a copy.
You gave them recording so that they could hear what these instruments actually sounded like.
Well, yeah, and they said we want Kathleen Joyce Grendel, the executive director for the International Native American Flute Association, said she wanted to release it. So then it had to be cleaned up, and luckily my friend here, Ivar Lundy, has an incredible studio in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. So I walked in with the master, and I just handed it to him and said, make it sound good. And I heard from him 3 days later.
Ivar, what was your impression when you listened to that recording when Peter handed it to you?
Well, Peter came and said, you know, this may not be anything at all. He said, you know, it's probably noisy, it's dirty, and, you know, maybe you can make it sound like something. And I listened to it. I said, you know, Peter, this is not really all that bad and all that dirty at all. I mean, the track sounds pretty clean to me. So I started to work on it, tried to fix up a few things, and wow, I said, you know, this is really a pretty darn good playing. And added a few reverbs on to make it a little bit more acceptable to the industry. And and I gave it to Peter and said, what do you think? And I think he kind of liked it. So,
and Nanette, you were able to listen in while all of this was happening.
Yes, I was a frequent visitor to the studio, and it was wonderful to hear what can be done.
How is this being accepted in Eau Claire, and particularly among the classically trained musicians, Ivar, that you hang out with as the music director and conductor of the Eau Claire Chamber Orchestra?
Well, the interesting part of this is that we featured Peter a couple of years ago as a soloist with the Eau Claire Chamber Orchestra. And he played then the Native American flutes on that concert, and it was a successful event, and I'm actually writing a piece for him right now to be done next year possibly. I think that my friends in the orchestra just loved playing with the flute as a soloist.
Let's play something off of the CD. Why don't you set this up? This is the first piece that you wanted me to play.
Yeah, this is a very interesting Richard Fulbull flute. Richard Fulbull was the last of the great Lakota makers. He lived to be well over 100 years old. This is an early 1900s flute. Richard Fulbull would often carve a duck head on the end of his flutes. And he said he did that so when he played, the women would follow him around like baby ducklings. And so this is a pretty rare instrument, and it's quite an antique, and this is how it sounds.
Let's listen to it. Here's Peter Phippen from Wood Notes Wild.
Thank you.
That's Peter Phippen playing the flute from Wood Notes Wild, Historic Flute Sounds from the Dr. Richard W. Payne Collection. Again, this CD has been nominated for a Grammy Award. Peter, that sounds unlike anything I've heard recorded before.
Yeah, Doc learned to play from Bilo Kozad when he was a young man of 13 years old. And Bilo Kozad was very old when he taught Doc how to play. And Bilo learned from Old Man Turkey Legs in the 1800s. So Doc had a very authentic sound. So when I started hanging around Doc, you know, I've been listening to a lot of Native American flute players and Japanese shakuhachi players, North Indian bansuri players, and they were all playing very smooth and beautiful. And my first encounter with Doc, he was playing the thing like this, very masculine and harsh and in your face, and this is how it was played.
And that track we heard is just you. I mean, there are parts there where it sounds like there are two or three different instruments going at once.
That's one flute. That is one flute.
And this is a one-of-a-kind instrument that was handmade.
Yes.
And that entire CD is individual flutes and spontaneous compositions on your part, improvisations.
Yeah, exactly. Doc had so many flutes. I didn't rehearse any of these tracks, which is, I guess I got lucky. I would pull a flute off the wall, and Doc would say, why don't you record this one? This was, you know, made by so-and-so, and it's from this year, and they were all pretty old. Or else he had made a flute, and he said, why don't you play this one? I like how this one turned out. And I would run up and down the flute a couple times. Now, these things are really not in Western pitch, so anything that sounded weird, you just go with it. And you, when you're improvising, I love to improvise, that you just, if you land on a lucky pattern, you stick to it and you drive it home.
Peter Phippen, that CD again, Wood Notes Wild. And we will be back with more music and some live music and conversation after this short break.
Support for WPR comes from UMR, a United Healthcare company providing employee benefits administration, integrated health management, and pharmacy benefits administration for self-funded employers throughout the U.S. More at umr.com.
We have Peter Phippen with us, a flute player extraordinaire who plays improvised original compositions on Native American flutes. His CD, Wood Notes Wild, has been nominated for a Grammy Award. And also joining us today in our Wisconsin Public Radio studio, we have two of his collaborators, Ivar and Nanette Lundy. And Peter, because time is already running short, I want to play a cut off of the new album of yours, the album which is called Summerfield.
Summerland.
Summerland, excuse me.
Summerland is where Wiccans believe you go when you die. This tune features Ivar on... Tell him about it, Ivar.
Well, it features the oboe da caccia, which is probably a very unusual instrument to have on this kind of a recording with a Native American flute. But that's basically what I'm doing here is following the improvisations that Peter did first, and I responded to that.
So, Ivar, you're playing the oboe.
Oboe da caccia, yes.
And the drum tracks.
And the drum tracks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is off of the new CD, Summerland. And Ivar, also the music director and conductor of the Eau Claire Chamber Orchestra. And Peter, the name of this cut?
Freedom.
Again, we're listening to Peter Phippen on the flute and Ivar Lundy on clarinet. On oboe.
Yes, it is actually an oboe, the caccia.
On oboe, on Summerland, yeah. Which is their newest recording. And this is a track called Freedom. Tell us about what it took to produce this.
Well, basically, in the studio, Peter comes in, improvises, and said, do something with it. And he had seen some of my early instruments, and he said, why don't you use that one? It looks weird. So, you know, that really turned me on, and I got going, and I said, you know, what can I do with this piece? And then he plays a phrase, and I try to imitate that phrase, and it really worked out very well. The sound just complements what he's doing, I think, anyway. So that's basically how this came about.
And Ivar came up with this drum pattern, and it kind of fit, and I threw down a bass line, which is something I don't usually do in my flute music. And I didn't want the bass to be up in the front, so I used a Gibson bass, so it would be kind of boomy and in the background, and it wouldn't come forward. That was interesting to me. It kept the bass out of it.
Peter, you've got one of the Native American flutes that you brought with you right now. Describe this instrument for me.
It's a 1940 Ira cut hair. It's one of a kind. It's a Ute flute. It's very airy and hissy. I use this on track 9 of Wood Notes Wild.
And it's beautifully decorated. You have buckskin hanging off of it, and it's painted.
This belonged to my late teacher, Dr. Richard W. Payne, and it was one of my favorite flutes that he had. I was lucky enough to end up with it. Like I said, it's a one-of-a-kind instrument. It won the Indian Arts and Crafts Award at the Oklahoma State Fair in 1940.
Can we hear what it sounds like? Can you play some live music for us?
Happy to.
Peter Phippen, live in our Wisconsin Public Radio studio. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is a very special edition of Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We're going to say goodbye to two of our guests, Ivar and Nanette Lundy, and thank you so much for making the trip from Eau Claire. And when we come back, we will be joined by Mitch Vigut and John Altenberg, and we'll hear more of Peter Phippen and some of the music that he recorded back in the 1980s, when Route 51 continues after this news. Well, as Monty Python would say, now for something completely different. We are listening to the Central Wisconsin rock band Aircraft doing their version of Midnight Confessions, the old grassroots tune. And yes, that is Peter Phippen playing bass, the same guy that we heard in the first half of the show playing that beautiful Native American flute work. We also have with us Mitch Vigut, who is the original guitar player for Aircraft, and a guy who jammed with the band a few times, John Altenberg. And Mitch and John have a new CD out. It is the third in the Johnny and the Motown series called Nothing to Lose. We'll be listening to some tracks from that, listening to some Aircraft music, and talking about this celebration that you've got planned next Friday at the Jefferson Street Inn for Peter Phippen. So I think I summed all of that up. So let's talk about the celebration. Mitch, when I ran into you guys at City Grill a couple of weeks ago, you mentioned it to me, and lo and behold, opened up a whole new world that I didn't know existed.
I thought, what a better way to get together with my old buddy Pete, who got nominated for the Grammy, and have an opportunity to maybe play together again and get Johnny and a few of us together and have a good, fun night of it.
Where can people tell us more about what's going to go on that night, and then give us an idea of how people can get tickets for it?
Basically, the City Grill, downtown Wausau, the Palladium, it's going to have like tables of 6 to 10. It'll include dinner, tickets between $35 and $40 for dinner, and Peter playing flute like during dinner, and then we'll kick it off with some dance music for the rest of the night.
Cool. John, what do you think of all of this?
Well, I think it's a great, great idea. I'm a little nervous that we didn't get going on this sooner, but with everybody's schedules, this is the only time that could work. So we'd appreciate if you are going to come, please get your tickets soon. So,
I've got a phone number. It's 848-2900. That's the phone number that was in the ad, so I'm assuming that's the correct one.
We'll take your word for it, Glenn.
And that's next Friday, January 14th at the Jefferson Street Inn. Peter, you looking forward to it?
Oh, yeah, always. Up for anything.
We this get them to play bass, flute, everything. We get twice the value for our money.
There will be a bass amp there, yes.
We'll see.
Tell us what this was like playing in this band Aircraft back in the 1980s.
Mitch, how far do you want to go with this?
I was just telling John of the story when Peter used to do this crazy 20-minute bass solo every night that we used to always be in awe of, and we were playing up in Park Falls or something years ago, and he kissed some girl, and some guy took a swing at him.
I caught him out of the corner of my eye swinging at me, and I moved just in time. He grazed me.
And John was just saying, as we were looking through the window here, he goes, "Peter, consummate showman." And I said, "Yes, Peter has always been a consummate showman."
You released four albums and had some singles. And some of the material was critically acclaimed. You got some very good reviews from some people.
Yeah, we did. You know, we were right at the cusp, I would say, when we signed with Curb. And but as we all know, 1992, Nirvana came out, and music kind of took a
sort of changed the arena rock
thing. The kind of went away a little bit. Yeah.
Let's listen to a cut. And Mitch, I think this is one that you loaded up on the web. It's one of your biggest songs. It's a live version of a song called Make Believe.
Oh, okay. That was our second single back in 1983.
You're dating us.
The group Aircraft, live on Route 51. I'll be there. I've told you many times before. Now it seems that I don't even care. I've tried to make you understand. I've tried to make you see. What good is it if I love you when you don't even love me? Central Wisconsin rock band Aircraft doing a live performance of Make Believe. We've got the original guitarist Mitch Vigut and the original bass player Peter Phippen with us, and John Altenberg in kind of a musical menagerie here on Route 51 as we celebrate Peter's Grammy Award-winning album, Wood Notes Wild, historic flute sounds from the Dr. Richard W. Payne collection. And this this radio show is eclectic, if nothing else. How many nights would you guys play back in the 80s?
I remember looking at my tax return saying it was like 320 to 330 nights a year overnight.
We would just go and never come back.
Nonstop.
And give me an idea of some of the venues you played at.
It would be Kansas City for two nights, to Omaha, to Denver, to Wichita, to
St. Louis.
St. Louis a lot, over to Chicago, Indiana,
Louisville.
Once a year, the North Dakota circuit, all the colleges up there, we would do. But then basically back doing the Midwest.
And you had four albums. What were the two or three most critically acclaimed tunes? What were the Aircraft hits?
Well, I think Somewhere was definitely our most, or at least Billboard gave us the 5-star pick. And
they gave 85 Miles an Hour.
85 Miles an Hour on our last album got probably the most critically acclaimed.
It seems on YouTube, Someday You'll Come Running has some discussion going on.
And Peter, how did you hook up with these guys?
Boy, I think Mitch saw me play in 1980 with a jazz fusion band out of Eau Claire. My wife was from Eau Claire, and I came passing through with a touring band from Shreveport. And I met her and kept ending up in Eau Claire. Met my keyboard player for my flute music, David Roll, who was the first keyboard player and the keyboard player in that cut you just heard, Make Believe. And Dave met Mitch and Dave Sandin, the singer from Aircraft, while I was out in Las Vegas or something, playing out there in a house band. And I got a call from Dave that they were starting a new group, and they had seen me play and needed a bass player. So my wife wanted to come back to Wisconsin, and I wanted a gig, and I was told they're going to make a record, and I said, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. What was it, about 6 months later, Alien Probe.
That's right. Alien Probe.
Yeah, that was our first single. There it is.
What year was this?
1981. We entered this song into a radio promotion contest at Z104 in Eau Claire. We consequently won it, I think, right? Yeah, we won as the best song or whatever.
And we won two microphones. Two condenser microphones.
Oh, wait, I want to hear this part.
This is where the probe is coming out of the air.
All right, how did you guys do the alien voices?
That's actually a
Harp Odyssey
synthesizer, yeah.
Any thought of ever getting the band back together again, Mitch?
Well, we've been emailing each other about putting a new record out, actually.
Really?
So, Yeah, we've been talking about it. Now that we're getting, I don't know, more senile or whatever.
Well, I think that we've all found our place. We know our niche and what our niche would be in the group. So instead of arguing with each other in the studio, we'll just shut up and do our part.
If you just joined us, we're talking to Peter Phippen, the original bass player of the group Aircraft, and also Mitch Vigut, the original guitar player, John Altenberg. John and Mitch have a new CD out that we're going to be listening to in just a bit, the third in the Johnny and the Motones series called Nothing to Lose. And if you listened for the first half of the show, Peter Phippen has just a beautiful CD of Native American flute music. His music has really progressed in a completely different direction in the past 20 years, called Wood Notes Wild. We'll be reprising all of this and listening to some Johnny and the Motones when Route 51 Regional Talk Radio continues right after this.
You get enough jargon and double talk in the rest of your life, why would you want it with your science news? I'm Ira Flatow. Each week on Science Friday, we skip the bogus and buzzwords and don't dumb down the big issues in science, medicine, technology, and the environment. So join me on Science Friday as we discuss science sensibly. That's on Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Wisconsin Public Radio connects you to a wide variety of cultural activities, community festivals, arts events, and performances. Let us know what your organization is coming up through our website, wpr.org/central, or by calling 800-749-3906.
I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. Because we have so many guests and so much music to play today, we are not taking any phone calls, but we are listening to a lot of music. And John, tell us about the new Johnny and the Motones CD.
Well, this is the third one that we've done. The last two, for any of those that remember, the last couple albums, were done live in the studio. The first one at Sun Studio in Memphis, and the second one at Fame Studio in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And this one, we decided to stay home and do an actual real studio album. So it's probably the hardest album I've ever done, you know, in my 30 years of recording. But
hardest in terms of it being difficult, or in terms of the hard edge on the music?
Well, no, it was just long and drawn out. You have to understand, the Sun Studios session took 3 hours. And then we really...
Because you had to get in
right,
and out.
And then we more than doubled our efforts with the Muscle Shoals sessions, which took 7 hours. This took 9 months. So it was just a long, drawn-out process and scheduling. And, you know, when you can redo things, you tend to redo things all the time. So,
Let's listen to the title cut. John Altenberg, Mitch Vigut, and the rest of the band, Johnny and the Motones, the title cut to their new CD, Nothing to Lose.
It makes me troubled and confused. My life could do with some division. I got nothing, said nothing to lose. Nothing.
John, that's John Greiner playing the sax.
The great one, John Greiner, absolutely. Yeah.
And you've got Chris O'Keefe.
Chris O'Keefe, with, Mitch, Higoots on it. Bruce Lammer's on bass. We've got a new vocalist for this album named Kevin Moore. Fantastic voice, the million-dollar voice.
There's Chris playing the slide
the
guitar.
Slide. And Paula Hall, a female vocalist, is doing the backup singing. So
this band evolves, and you change personnel. You have kind of a core.
Well, there's
but
a core.
It changes from CD to CD, but still keeps this this rhythm and blues core that you've got going.
Yeah, I mean, the core members are myself, Mitch, Chris O'Keefe, Carrie, Karis Nims, and we're kind of the four guys that run the band. And then, you know, we just kind of bring people in. John Greiner's been on every cut, but we have the drummer and the bass player that we always work with live, we finally got him on an album. You know, so it's just a good group of guys. A lot of guys I played in my old jazz group, too.
Yeah,
so.
Through Bob Case.
Oh, Bob Case was on
this
it.
Album also.
Yeah.
Boy, some of the best musicians of Central Wisconsin on that entourage. And again, they will be playing this Friday, January 14th, at the celebration for Peter Phippen's Grammy nominated CD. Let's listen to another cut. This one's called
Baby Don't Jump.
Baby Don't Jump. That's it. Johnny and the Motones.
Well, my neighbor, she's a looker, she's one of a kind. She's got a way of cooking with the bones and grind. All the devil wits, she's queen of the land. Kissing and a hug, she's all you can stand. When it comes down to rocking, she's more than I can take. She's mean, she's a love machine. Got the longest legs that you ever seen. Got no drag, yeah, she's built for speed. Crystal ball, yeah, she got it all. When it comes down to love, she's more than I can take.
CD is called Nothing to Lose. It's the third Johnny and the Motones album.
Yeah.
Bob Case, boy, he's a professional, isn't he?
He came in. We played the Blues Fest last August, and he came in, and we said, Bob, we've got about six songs for you to play on. He blew through everything in one take, hour and a half, and he was done, and that was it. You know,
Bob Case, great trumpet player from Stevens Point. John Greiner on sax. Mitch Vigut is with us on guitar. Chris O'Keefe on guitar. Mm-hmm. John Altenberg on keyboards. And what's next for you guys?
Well, we'll see how the album does. We're shipping it out right now to radio. It goes to about 700 stations worldwide. And we'll just see how it does and go from there.
Last couple of CDs made the charts.
Right. They were... Sun Studio was on for 18 weeks, and the Muscle Shoals was 17 weeks. So hopefully we can come close to that.
And Peter Phippen, where are you going to be on Grammy night?
Don't know yet.
Hopefully at the Grammys.
A lot of people have been telling me I probably should be there.
I was in L.A. last week and drove by the Grammy thing.
Oh, thanks.
It's like, if you don't go, you're going.
I have an offer to stay with the mayor of Burbank.
Do you really?
Yes, I do. And I'm debating it, you know, so we'll see.
Well, let's bring things full circle again and listen to another cut off of Wood Notes Wild. Peter, tell us what flute we're listening to here.
This is another Richard Fulbel flute, but it's a very rare one. He didn't put a duck head on this one, and it has a seventh hole on the bottom. And it was made about 1920. Fascinating instrument. And it was finished with a brown shoe polish.
There you go. This is, without a doubt, one of the most interesting and eclectic musical shows I've ever done. I want to thank all three of you guys. John Altenburg, Mitch Vigut, and Peter Phippen. Peter's new CD, Woodnotes Wild, Historic Flute Sounds from the Dr. Richard W. Payne Collection, has been nominated for a Grammy Award in the category of Best Native American Album, Vocal or Instrumental for 2010. Also, thanks to Ivar and Nanette Lundy, who work with Peter on their newest CD, Summerland. Thanks also to all of you for listening. And I want to remind you that Johnny and the Motones will be playing at the upcoming Grammy Extravaganza Dinner and Dance in honor of Peter, Friday, January 14th at the Jefferson Street Inn in Wausau. Ticket sale information at 848-2900. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer. Next Thursday, we'll be talking about the history of the greater Wausau area as we preview Hometown Wausau, a new production of Wisconsin Public Television with producer David Hested and also Wausau historian Gary Gisselman. That's it for us. Thanks again for riding along with us today. Until next week, we're heading out of town.